Call the House Special Session Committee on Budget Reconciliation back to order. We are in a work session on SJR 50.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Thank you. I move the dash four amendments to SJR 50.
Representative Shetterly has moved the dash four amendments to SJR 50. Any discussion? Any objections? Let the record show that Representatives Hansen and Mary
Nolan
object. Having received constitutional authority, it is declared passed.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Sheriff.
Move SJR 50 as amended by the dash fours to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly has moved SJR 50 as amended by the dash four amendments to the Florida House of Representatives with due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Hansen.
Quick vote explanation. Clearly, the stabilization fund is something that's needed by the state. Tying the $120 million that is desperately needed for education, tying that to a referendum at this point, I don't think is the decision we should be making during this special session. Of the importance of this bill, and it's incredibly important, could use some more examination. This is moving for something as important as this is moving incredibly quickly, and a little more seasoned analyzation and reflection upon it by the public, by constitutional experts, by financial experts, certainly wouldn't hurt the process at all. And so I'll be voting no.
Thank you, Representative. While I share some of your concerns, I'd like to point out, as the records make clear, that the $120 million that goes to the state school fund has a safety net under it in the form of a common school fund. I don't know if you want to consider this an enlightened public policy or just something that at this juncture does a job in preserving K-12 funding. But whatever your perspective, the voters will certainly have the last say on this particular piece. So, and either outcome, the $120 million is going to schools. Representative Nolan?
Mr. Chair, if I might, just to clarify, since you talked about this as preserving the funding for K-12, my vote would very likely be different if, in fact, the sum total of what we had done in the special session was to preserve $5.2 billion in funding for K-12. But even with this referral, even if it passes in May, the end result of the special session would be to cut $112 million from K-12 funding. And I think that needs to be clear.
So your vote is not in objection to the policy, just into the fact that hard decisions had to be made, and K-12 is experiencing the least cut of any of our major budgets.
My vote is because the entire package isn't satisfactory.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Shetterly?
Just to be accurate, I think, and I'll look for some knowledgeable nods of the head somewhere around, but I do believe that with the amendment we made, or the Senate made, that we concurred in to the smoothing bill, there's an amendment in there that spread that $112 million cut between K-12 and some to ESDs. So the actual reduction now to K-12, I think, is closer to $107 million. It's less than 2% now, because ESDs are absorbing some of that based on approximately the formula distribution. So as long as we're using numbers, for the record, we should use the right ones. Now, with that amendment, that has reduced the actual cut to the K-12 system by that, I think, roughly $5 million. Paul, is that about right? Okay, Steve Benders, Steve Myers is saying what? 4.9. Hey, pretty close.
That's the most knowledgeable head in the room, so that's a good nod.
I'm certainly comforted that the pain is spread.
Yeah, I mean, it's
impact ESD services. Representative Morgan.
Well, I think that we would also be remiss if we didn't also point out that in removing the second year of funding from the school improvement fund, which is in fact the cut that you're referring to, Representative Nolan, the 2% cut to this budget, we also did remove the restrictions on the use of whatever the districts have left of the first year of that grant, and that also will have the impact of mitigating some of that 2% cut. In addition, the retiming and evening out of the payments over the next biennium will get money to the district sooner than they would have it before, which is also intended to mitigate some of the impact of that 2% decrease in funding. So I think that if you look at the package as a whole, you'll find that the bipartisan work that the Group of Five did was indeed extremely sensitive to the plight of the K-12 education system. And the challenge that we faced, of course, was that the largest piece of the general fund pie goes to that part of the budget, and it is very, very difficult to realize the economies that needed to be realized based on the revenue shortfall that we had without including some cut to K-12. And the political reality is that the package that the Group of Five put together had the best support in the building for getting all the way through it. And I realize that this is not a package that anyone thinks by any means is a perfect package. There are things in it that all of us are not satisfied with. But the political realities being what they are, this is the package that has the votes to make it through the system and avoid the total cut level, which is the other alternative that we face here. And so I appreciate your comments that, from your point of view, this isn't a perfect package. But the political realities are that this is the package that will get the votes through and do the least harm to K-12.
Well, we are not here to debate the K-12 budget. We've already done that. I am happy to say that this will probably be the legislation that is remembered 20 years from now and is one of the bright spots and proactive things that we've been able to do in this special session. So I'll call for the vote. We have two. You're a no?
I'm a no.
Gary's a no?
No.
Any other no's? Let the record show that any other objections? Let the record show that Representative Schrader, Representative Hansen, Representative Nolan are nays. See no other objections. SCR 50, as amended, is moved to the floor of House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. So ordered. I don't think we have anything else to do right now. The second, that's it. We are in recess.
We have to go to